Hallelujah.
Amen.
We'll just take this song. Do you know this song? I am going higher. Yes, I am. I am going higher right now. I am going higher. Yes, I am. Going to meet Jesus to stay. I will stay there. I am going above the shadows, into the presence of God, into the Holy of Holies, into the Holy of Hosanna. I am going higher right now. Hallelujah. I am going higher. Yes, I am. I am going higher today. I am going higher. Yes, I am. Going to meet Jesus, my friend. Oh, yes. I am going above the shadows, into the presence of God, into the presence of Jesus. I am going higher right now. Hallelujah. I am going higher. Yes, I am. I am going higher right now. I am going higher, yes I am. Going to meet Jesus, my friend, oh yes. I am going above the shadows, into the presence of God, into the presence of Jesus. I am going higher today. Hallelujah, I am going higher, yes I am. I am going higher right now. I am going higher, yes I am. Going to meet Jesus, my friend. I am going above the shadow, into the presence of God, into the presence of Jesus. I am going higher right now. Hallelujah. I am going higher. Yes, I am. I am going higher today. I am going higher, yes I am. Going to meet Jesus, my friend. Oh, I am going above the shadow, into the presence of God, into the presence of Jesus. I am going higher right now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Father, we thank you as we go higher.
Amen.
Lord, we pray that you will take us beyond the shadows, beyond the darkness, beyond the veils, beyond the coverings, beyond the confusion, beyond the voidness. You will take us higher, Lord, into the light, into the presence of Jesus. And Lord, I will go in to abide and to dwell and to stay in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask, Lord, that the words we hear will become vehicles to lift us into the glory of your presence. We pray that the words we hear, we have the energy to bring us out of the graves. That the words we hear, we have the power to make us to be caught up in the spirit.
Amen.
Into the atmosphere of light.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We bless you today. We ask, Lord, that we might be enriched.
Amen.
In all things, in all utterance, in all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ is established and confirmed in us. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God for how he has been giving us help. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to share with us, it was also a burden that was kind of provoked when we were in Goma. We have an appointment with the Lord. That's what you call predestination. Hallelujah. It's a divine appointment. Now, whether you keep that appointment or not depends on you. So we don't just deal with speculations. What if this? What if that? It's not our issue. The issue is that God has an appointment with you. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
It is now your choice. You know, when Abraham sent the servant to go and get a bride, the man said, what if the woman will not come? You know, that's the kind of what we're talking about. And he said, if the woman does not come, it's no longer your problem. It's her problem. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Are we together? You are to be invited. And you are being invited. Every time you hear this word, it's an invitation. Come up hither. I will show you. Praise the name of the Lord. Ask of me. I will show you. Call upon me. I will answer you. You understand? Knock. I will open unto you. Seek. And you will do what now? Find. Now, these are the keys of the kingdom. They are available unto us. What you do with them. You see, the difference between each person and the other person is actually our response. Do you understand the point? The difference between you and you and you. When we begin to look at the resurrection, that one star will differ from another star is based on how each star did what now? Responded to the light that was made available. Praise the name of the Lord. God has made available to us all that you need to live a godly life. And as we're going to talk about that, we're going to see the difference. What you have inside you is a potential. I have a potential within me for sonship.
Hallelujah.
But whether I become a son is a different what now? Matter. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And so I pray that God helps us. So that all of us will give all diligence. Make every effort to now lay hold. You know, we'll talk about inheritance. An inheritance is something reserved, as we're also going to see, for an heir. Now, the point is that this inheritance is reserved until the heir grows to maturity. So, everything God is giving to us, He reserved it in a place called Mount Zion. It's there. And He says, if you go up to this point, take it up. All. Praise the name of the Lord. While you are down here, He begins to show you all that. If you are now challenged enough, and you are now motivated enough to begin to climb this mountain, praise the name of the Lord, you begin to possess step by step, glory by glory, stage by stage, you begin to possess until you get to the top of Mount Zion. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So the time that we have here now is very precious. Don't waste it. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Don't allow distractions. As we are also going to see, the world is another spiritual reality with its own agenda, and it is designed to do the opposite of what the word of God is supposed to do in you. Praise the name of the Lord. So let's start somewhere. Ephesians chapter 15. Sorry. Oh my God. Praise the Lord. Exodus 15. Praise the Lord. Exodus chapter 15. That's interesting. Praise the Lord. Are we there? Okay, I'll read verse 9. Verse 13 and then verse 17. Praise the Lord. Verse 9. Exodus chapter 15. Praise the Lord. Are we there? Okay, let me start. Okay, I'll just read from verse 9 to verse 15. He says, The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My lust shall be satisfied upon them. I will draw my sword, my hand shall destroy them. Thou didst blow with thy wind, the sea covered them. They sank as lead in the mighty waters. Who is like unto thee, O Lord? Among the gods, who is like thee? Glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders. Thou didst stretch out thy hand, the earth swallowed them. Thou in thy mercy hast led forth the people which thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength into thy holy habitation. The people shall hear and be afraid. Sorrow shall take hold on the inhabitants of Palestine. Then the dukes of Edom shall be amazed. The mighty men of Moab, trembling, shall take hold upon them. All the inhabitants of Canaan shall melt away. Fear and dread shall fall upon them. By the greatness of thy arm, they shall be as still as a stone till thy people pass over, O Lord, till the people pass over which thou hast purchased or redeemed. Thou shalt bring them in and plant them in the mountain of thine inheritance, in the place, O Lord, which thou hast made for thee to dwell in, the sanctuary, O Lord, which thy hands have established. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, this was the song that Moses sang after the miracle that took place, you know, at the Red Sea. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, and in singing, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of prophecy came upon him. And it was like God just kind of opened the heavens for him. And he began to see the mind of God. Why God brought Israel out of Egypt. Now, one of the major problems we have today in the church is that lack of vision. Praise the people get born again, they don't know why they are born again. Now, the general teaching we have in the church is that you are born again so that when you die, you go to heaven. You don't go to hell. That is what the average Christian is working with. Praise the name of the Lord. God, you are born again so that when you die, you go to heaven. Now, the Bible doesn't teach that. You not open any verse in the scripture to find that teaching. But unfortunately, that is what is in the mind of the average Christian. And you see, what harm does that do to you? Praise the name of the Lord. What harm does that do to you? You know, here, okay, let's start somewhere. You know, the Bible says that God planned to bring them into a mountain, and that this mountain is their inheritance. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, hold that at the back of your mind. That mountain is the inheritance of God's people. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, Moses says something here. First of all, he showed us the enemy. The enemy who was holding them in Egypt, bound, had plans. He dug into his heart, and the enemy says, I will pursue them, though they have left my kingdom. Do you understand? But I will pursue them, and I will what now? Overtake them. Now, I've met some Christians who say, I'm born again. I don't have any business with the devil again. I don't like people who talk about devil. You know this and that and that. I say, really? All I talk about is now God. I say, really? Praise God. Well, let me tell you, you have business with the devil. The Bible says he is your what now? Your adversary. Do you understand what that means? It's your adversary. Adversary is somebody who is opposing you, resisting you. And he has plans. If you are not careful, he will destroy you. He will overtake you. So you cannot have a meaningful Christian life if you're not aware of your adversary. There is no way anybody can fight any reasonable battle if he does not know who his enemy is. You must identify your enemy. And he says, I will pursue them.
And their devices.
Sorry?
And his devices.
Yes, and his plans. You must know his strategy. Those things are clear in the scriptures. But some people think, oh, every day just... No, you must know your enemy. You must know his... You must not be ignorant at all of it. The only thing about the enemy is that his devices are consistent. Do you understand the point? There's a consistency about the way the enemy operates that makes it you can fight against him successfully and overcome him. He says, I will pursue them. I will what? Overtake them. Now, it means if you're moving on this journey and you're not moving at God's own pace. Are you getting my point? Something happens. You know, when Israel left Egypt, one of the nations called Amalek came. Now, Amalek began to hang around Israel. They went to their hinder parts. You know, that is when the camp is moving, Amalek will go to their back and be watching out for those who are weak, those who are sick, those who are distracted. You know, people, when they are marching like this, the man will just wander out of the camp to go and collect something. And Amalek does what? That he strikes them. So he was preying, as it were, on the weak, the sick, the infirm. You know, and he was attacking them from the rear. Praise the name of the Lord. And that is something we need to know. You know, when a people are moving with God, there is a need to move in tune with the Spirit. There are things about this world that can distract us. And before you know it, you are what now? Stepping out of the way. You see, when Balaam wanted to cross Israel, Balak took him to a place from where he would see the hinder parts. There was a part of Israel. He looked in by the Spirit and he saw the weak parts of Israel. He said, come here. From this place, you can smite them and you can get them. Praise the name of the Lord. And so, in our situation, there are certain hinder parts. You know, the rear part of us, our weaknesses, our infirmities, those weaknesses that we have in our lives that become points from which the enemy can, you understand, attack us. You know, and this is why, really, we must watch our one another's back. We are supposed to cover up for the weaknesses of one another. You understand? The Bible says if we bite and devour one another, in other words, every day we are talking, this sister did this to me, that person did this to me. He said, all of you are going to be what? You know, in Nigeria, we do like this. Do you know what it means? Everybody's what now? Gone. Finished. When you say it's all of, it means you're all gone. Praise the name of the Lord. So if we are not careful to cover up for one another, it is what? That is it. Praise the name of the Lord. So first of all, as we are going into our inheritance, somebody is what? Pursuing. With a plan to overtake. With a plan to do what now? To smite you. But he said, my lust will be satisfied upon them. Praise the name of the Lord. Okay, so that's one. But then two, there is something the Lord is also doing. Look at verse 13. He says, thou in thy mercy has led forth the people which thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy what now? Strength into thy holy habitation. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, Moses is speaking this as if it is already, what now, done. Hello, are we there? As at the time Moses said this, Israel had just crossed the Red Sea. Are we together? Now look at King James. Okay. Praise the name of the Lord. He said it as if it is what? Done. And in the mind of God, it is actually what? Done. But Israel had a long journey to go. Hello? I don't know if you're following me. You know, sometimes when we deal with the things of the Spirit, you know, I see Christians, they say, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Fine, you are. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But there is imputed righteousness. Hello, are we together? There is what? Robin, I want to see your face. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. I want us to know, brethren, that there is something in the heart of God. And when God calls things that be not, he calls them as though they were. Are we together? Good. But then you have a journey to make. Always don't forget that. We talk about priests. In priesthood, there is an apprentice priest. When do we talk about apprentice? Praise the name of the Lord. When it's that. When, you see, yeah, when a son of Aaron becomes 20 years, he enters into what now? Apprenticeship. The truth is that our priesthood in the full measure has not yet come. Are we together? You must understand that. So you say we are priests. If you, that's why the Bible says that there is knowledge and there is accurate knowledge. Praise the name of the Lord. So a seed of Aaron, at 20 years, he comes into the temple. He becomes an apprentice. He follows the priests to be doing the offerings. He's being instructed in the priesthood. But he's a priest because he's a son of Aaron. But he cannot yet enter the sanctuary. So he will do that priesthood for 10 years. That apprenticeship for 10 years. When he is 30 years of age, then he comes to maturity, and then I bring him. That day he will do his real, you understand, ministry. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Are we understanding that?
Amen.
Presently we are kings, but our kingship is also limited. Do you understand that? Because also we are going through certain training processes. Your ability to become kings in the full sense is being tested. Praise the name of the Lord. You are either going to be qualified or what now? Disqualified. Are we together? Now, the essence of what we're trying to say is that we are in training. We are in preparation. We are in, you know, it says that the heir, as long as he is what now? A child. Is not different, practically speaking, from what now? A servant. Do you understand the point? He's not different from a servant. Even though, legally speaking, he owns the whole what now? Estate. But for a period, he is under tutors and what? Governors, custodians, guardians, trustees. These are ministries given to him to look after him. There are ministries of angels, invisible spirits, do you understand? That God sends to minister to the heirs of salvation. And then there are ministries of men that God has set in the body. Do you understand? These are all set to care for this babe. And the babe keeps growing, passing through different experiences where he learns to trust who now? God. He learns to believe God. He learns to walk in righteousness. He learns to walk in godliness. All this while he's looking at his estate. Now, a time comes when he goes through a ceremony. One day when we come, we'll talk about that. The ceremony of adoption. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, the word adoption is a Greek word. Hiotesia. It means to place as what now? A son. Praise the name of the Lord. Let me explain that because it helps for us to understand this. Now, when a child is born, a son, a male child is born into a family, he's a son. But he's a technon. That's the term for him. In the scripture, sonship is broken down into three phases. Technon, technion, and then what now? Hios. Do you understand that? You see that in the life of Jesus Christ, a pattern. The first time you see him, you see a baby. That time he can't defend himself. Do you understand? So if anything happens, they say, carry the child and do what? Run. Because he's not fit. Even though he's the son of God, he's not mature enough to assert his what now? Authority. Then the picture closes. The next time you see him again, he is what now? 12 years old. He has changed face. He is now able to deal with spiritual things in a measure. He goes into the temple. He reasons with the... Yes. But he can't do miracles. Praise the name of the Lord. Good. But he begins to... You know, he has begun to have an understanding of who he is, and he has begun to come into the Father's house to begin to have spiritual experiences. Then the next time you see him again, he is what now? 30 years. He has come of full what now? Stature. he is now a son. Now, what happens when this child comes up to full stature? Then the father now does the ceremony, which we call the adoption ceremony, and he invites friends, he invites family members, he invites business associates, and then he brings all the servants of the house. These were the same servants who used to spank the boy when he misbehaved. They were the same servants who used to clean his bum. You understand the point? They were the same servants who used to bath him, clean him up, give him food, and all that. But now this young man is what? 30 years. So that day, the father will remove his cloak and do what? Put it on the son, his toga. Then he will remove his ring. Today, you know, the ring represents everything from your ATM card, your checkbook, you understand, your signature. Everything in those days was inside the what now? That thing. It was a seal, the signet ring. Praise the name of the Lord. He will remove it and he will give it to the boy. And then he will tell them, say, all of you knew my son. You knew him when he was a baby. You knew him when he was a teenager. But now my son has grown into a man. Not only has he grown into a man, I have found him responsible, reliable. Do you understand? I am well pleased with him. And I have come to publicly show my pleasure with him. Today, I am handing over all my business, my house, everything unto my son. From today, my son represents me. Whatever he says, that is me. Praise the name of the Lord. He has taken over. Now, the first thing he will do, he will call all the servants in the house and say, this is your new master. Everybody come and do what now? Kneel down before him. Say, let all the angels do what? Worship him. You see, the sons, today, the angels are ministering spirits. Tomorrow, we will judge what now? The angels. So, we start lower than the angels. God did it that deliberately. Praise the name of the Lord. Deliberately, because we are in training. Today, there are things you don't do. There are certain things you don't touch. Unless you have a direct, do you understand, instruction from the Lord. Now, but at the end of the day, the son is going to be what now? Lifted above what? The angels. Praise the name of the Lord. So I pray that we understand this, because we are going somewhere. Praise the name of the Lord. Give him. Hallelujah. Be careful, though. Because from sleep you can. Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Yeah, somebody was sleeping. They just gave it. He just carried it into his mouth. What? Praise God. Hallelujah. So, importantly, you need to know that we are going on what now? A journey. Praise the name of the Lord. And for each journey, all of us, we must take step, one step after the other. So, when we look at verse 13, he said, you have led your people. Now, for us, it's a present continuous arrangement. Do you understand? God is leading the people. Hallelujah. He is leading them in his word now. Strength. As we respond to him, when God speaks to you and you respond, the strength that is in the word of God, the power of the Holy Spirit is what now? Taking you step by step. Praise the name of the Lord. The devil has planned his own. You saw the devil's plan. Now, God has his own what now? His own plan. Praise the name of the Lord. He said, you will lead them and you will guide them in your strength. God has made the Holy Spirit available to guide us. We're not supposed to live life just, in Nigeria we say tumbum tumbum. I don't know what you say here. We know we have a choice to make. You have this and you have this. And you do like this, either this or this. If not this, this, maybe this, maybe that, maybe this, maybe that. Okay, maybe it's this one. Yes, I know the Congo people will have it. Praise the name of the Lord. Just living by chance. You were not called to live by chance. Do you understand? God has a specific plan for you. And we must come to the point of knowing the mystery of His will. Praise the name of the Lord. When you know that God has a plan for you, part of your life responsibility begins to seek God to find out what is your plan. Because none of you is here by accident. Praise the name of the Lord. We're not here by chance. We are here as part of a definite plan and program. Before I came into this world, God knew me. Are we together? Not only did He know me, He made plans for me. He said, the plans I have for you, they are plans of what now? Of good and not of evil. And as you walk with me, I will unfold those plans. Praise the name of the Lord. Every day I keep unfolding them. Step by step, step by step. And you learn. He said, when we come to the top of the mountain, it shall be what now? Seen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, now, let's get to the last part, verse 17. That's where, from there, we'll take off on this message. Amen. He said, you will bring them in to the land and plant them in your own mountain, the place, O Lord, you have made for your dwelling, the sanctuary, O Lord, which your hands have established. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, let's see, this is the picture that God has for us. First of all, God says He will bring them where? In. Where is He bringing us in? Now, let's start somewhere. Where is Egypt? Can anybody tell me, what is Egypt? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, Egypt is me, my soul. When I say me, I'm talking about soul. We have learned that God made man in three parts, right? Praise the name of the Lord. And it's very important. You cannot have a true understanding of the plans and purposes of God if you do not understand the three dimensions of man. You know, one of the reasons why people have this rapture doctrine is confusing men is because of a lack of understanding of spirit, soul, and what now? And body. Now, if something is applied to the soul and you apply it to the body, you're going to have a problem. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. Okay, let me explain that, because it's important that you get this. Now, when God made man in Genesis, you know the story very well. First of all, He went to the dust of the earth and He took dust and molded man. Praise the name of the Lord, the body. When He finished molding, the body was lying lifeless like this. But it looked like a man. But it was not a man. Do you understand the point? Good. Now, God now did something. God breathed into that man. Praise the name of the Lord. The first thing He did was He took it from the earth. The second one He brought it from where? From the heavens. So He took something from the heavens and put it to something from the earth. And then a third part of man emerged. Now this third part of man is the interesting, is a mystery. Even the angels were shocked, because that kind of creature had not been seen. The angels are spirits. Are you understanding me? They are spirits. And you see, this creature was of the heavens and then of the earth. There was a mystery about him. You look at him, you cannot. The Bible says the sons of God shouted when they saw this thing. They marveled. He had certain inherent weaknesses, apparently. But you see, those weaknesses are going to be eventually turned into strength. He was made weak with the capacity that after going through certain experiences, do you understand? He will receive. The soul of man is the biggest mystery I have ever seen. Praise the name of the Lord. Do you know why? God created something that has a capacity to generate whatever you put inside the soul. Darkness, you can keep multiplying darkness ad infinitum. But if you put light there, you understand the point? You have something that can grow unlimitedly. And believe me, brethren, we are going to grow and grow for all eternity. That is our capacity for God, our righteousness, that it will keep growing because the soul keeps multiplying and reproducing. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, so when your body is a vehicle with which I function on this earth. So it will look like the soul can only see either through the body or through the spirit. Are you understanding that? The soul connects to the body through the five senses, and then the soul connects to the spirit through how many senses now? The Bible says there are seven eyes. Now, but it's not seven in the sense of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, but it's seven in terms of what? Completeness. Do you understand? Perfection. Hello, are you hearing what I'm saying? Praise the name of the Lord. Okay. So, because I have a body, I function on the earth. God planned that this earth will be the permanent dwelling place of man. Are we together? If you understand that, then the concept of heaven, as the church teaches it today, will not be in your head. Praise the name of the Lord. And not only that, God himself also planned to live where? On this earth. Do you understand me? In fact, he is going to bring heaven where? Down to earth. Is that what the Bible teaches? Yes. Read your Revelation 21:22. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? Cool. So, then the soul of a man becomes the mystery. Now, what am I trying to say? The Bible says, let me say this. The Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heavens. What does that tell you? There are different, what now? Dimensions of heavens. Praise the name of the Lord. Okay. So, God designed this man to live in two worlds at the same what? Time. So while my body is walking about on the earth, my inward man is dwelling where? In the heavenly places with Christ Jesus. So if I can be walking about like this and be talking with who now? With God. It was not planned that you should go to a physical building to have fellowship. Are we together? No, you're not following me. It was not God's original plan that you should go anywhere. Jesus said that to the woman. He said that people are saying it is in that fellowship. The other people are saying it is in this other place. He said the hour is coming, and now is, when true worshippers will neither have to go to Jerusalem nor to what now? To the mountain. But they will worship God in a place that is called in spirit and what now? In truth. Now this is this mountain. And believe me, let me tell you something, brethren. By the time God is done with you, if you follow him. Hello, did you hear what I said? If you what now? Follow him. God will bring you to a place where the barriers of time and space will be taken away from you. You know, what I mean is that as we are now, somebody can join us on Skype. But your spirit has the capacity to remove barriers of time and space. So somebody can be part of this fellowship right now without being here, what now, physically. Are you good? Now, I was in a hospital. I went to a hospital to visit somebody, a young lady, and you know, others came to that hospital. She saw them forming walked into the hospital, and they came to her. They were about to squeeze her to death, and I just as the Lord said, go there. We just stepped in. When those guys sensed our presence, they took off. Praise the name of the Lord. They just took off. They didn't come there physically. But you see, they projected their inner man. And that's witchcraft. Do you understand the point? Now that's witchcraft. Now, you have that capacity. But the Bible says that, you see, it is the spirit. He was talking about marriage. You understand the point? It is the spirit. When the spirit marries the soul can no longer go where, you understand, he wants to go. You know, Jesus said to Peter, when you were a young man, you just went, you know, the soul just kept going anywhere. without control, without guidance, without, you understand the point. But it's when you become married, like you young girls now, before, now, you're free, you understand the point, you wake up, pack your bag and say you're going to wherever for this wedding and that. Time comes when you have to discuss it and take permission. Do you understand the point? Something has what now? Has changed. That's marriage. And then the man says, you're not going anywhere. Okay, you didn't get it, eh? Late. Praise God. Are you understanding my point? What happens? Authority has what? Has changed. You see, now that you're experienced that, you must understand, you have a crown on your head. A day comes when you will give up that crown. Do you understand the point? So you have to make sure you give it to a man who knows where he is what now going to. Did you hear what I said? He's not hairy, he's nice. You understand the point? He speaks well, you know, he's very polished.
He's cool.
Where is he going to?
Choose from Spain.
Yes, from Spain. Is he going to this mountain? Are you hearing what I'm saying? You see, the truth is that God wants to bring us to a point when we are seeing clearly. You have to ask the man, where are you going to? Are you sure we are going on the same place? Hello? It's not, my parents, every day they've been asking me, when are you bringing your husband? When are you bringing your husband? Everybody is looking at me like, that's not the point. Where is he going to? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Where is he going to? Now, so when the soul was created, the Bible said that God put that soul in a garden. What is this garden? The garden is my soul in heavenly places. Now, the realms of the heavens are filled with fountains and rivers and what now? Springs of water. Praise the Lord. Now, when the soul sinned, it began to do what? Come down. Come down. Come down. Actually, scripturally, the soul fell down 7 steps. The Bible says that a righteous man falleth how many times now? 7 times. So, 7 times he must do what now? Rise up again. So, when you see your tabernacle, you see 7 furnitures. Praise the name of the Lord. From the beginning point to where? Back to the garden. When you look at the tabernacle, at the veil that is in front of the holy place, just look at that veil. You know what you're going to see? Palm trees, cherubims. Do you understand? What does that tell you? You're going back to what? To the garden. Hello, are we together? God is telling you, this is the garden. Praise the name of the Lord. You're returning back to the garden. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together, brethren? It's important. Now, so there is an appointment that we have upon this place. Now, Peter did something. Let's see what Peter said before we continue. Let me see if I can catch that in Peter. Oh boy. So I think this is 2 Peter. Peter said, who is okay. Peter said something reserved for us in heavenly places. That's a computer of 1 Peter. Somebody? 2 Peter. He says that reserved for us inheritance. No, not begotten unto a lively hope. Say reserved unto us in heavenly places. Okay. Let's see. Okay, yeah. 1 Peter chapter 1.
Verse 4.
Yeah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's look at it says verse 4 says we are born anew, this amplified, into an inheritance which is beyond the reach of change and decay. Now you will note this because we're going to harp on it. It is an inheritance that is in a realm where change and what now? Decay cannot touch it.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Are we there? There is an inheritance, but it is in a realm change and decay cannot what now? Touch it. Here is also called, it is imperishable, unsullied, and unfading, reserved where? In the heavens. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? Verse 5 says, now we are being guarded, garrisoned by God's power through your faith, till you, amplify says, till you fully inherit that final salvation, praise the name of the Lord, that is ready to be revealed for you in the last time. Are we there? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So what God is saying, that I have kept something for you. Now, brethren, when the Bible talks about spiritual dimensions, you know, in the natural, we count in miles, isn't it? Right? You know, if you're going from here to Entebbe, you know you're going 100 miles. It will take you 1 hour if you are driving at 100 miles per hour. So in the natural, we are separated by time and what?
Space.
And space. Those are the boundaries within the scope of this natural. But in the realm of the spirit, we count in dimensions. For I'm trying to find a natural word to use. Dimensions, realms, degrees. So that as we are on this journey, you and I may not be at the same level. Do you understand the point? Some of us may be running faster than others. Praise the name of the Lord. Some of us are making more progress than others. So we are all here in fellowship. But our inward man are, you understand, in different places. And for all of these places, there are different experiences in what now? In God. There are different spiritual realities. Praise the name of the Lord. But there is an ultimate destination for us. Praise the name of the Lord. So we find out that God said that you will bring them in and then plant them in the mountain which your right hand has what now? Purchased. How did he purchase it? Can anybody tell me? I'm asking for a real answer now. How did he purchase this mountain? By his blood. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. By this blood, he opened a way back to what now? To disinheritance. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. He purchased it. He said, your right hand purchased it. Jesus, by his death, opened a place. He said, I go to do what? Prepare what? A place for you.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord. Now, let's see. We're going to look at this because it's very important that we get this. Now, here, let's go to Samuel.
Samuel.
Yes. Let's catch it now. 2 Samuel chapter 17. Come on. 2 Samuel chapter 7. Yes. 2 Samuel chapter 7. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Are we there? Okay. Now I'm going to read verse 10. I will tell you a story before it. Yes. Now, David came to a point when he began to have a desire to build a house for God. Praise the name of the Lord. He had this burning desire that, look, the ark of God should not just be, you understand, outside. I want to build God a habitation. And the Lord said, yes, it's a good desire. God acknowledged that. And it is a good desire when each and every one of us decides to build God, what now? A house. Of course, my brother was talking about the house of the Lord. If I say I want to build God a house, what do I do? Praise the name of the Lord. It means that, first of all, I must find out what kind of house does God dwell in. And the Bible says that you are what? The temple of the living God. Praise the name of the Lord. What kind of environment does God dwell in? I must prepare this house to become, you understand, a conducive environment. God says, I will not share my dwelling with what now? Graven images. Praise the name of the Lord. So Paul said, what agreement does light and what now? Darkness have? What understanding? You see, sometimes when we live, order our lives, conduct our lives, it shows that we do not really have an understanding of who we are and what the house of God is. You see, what concord? You know, how can really somebody who wants to be a habitation of God become a friend of the wall? It does not work. He said, you are the temple of the living God. And God said, I will dwell, what now? In them. I will walk in them. I will talk, what now? In them. So the house of God is where God lives. It's not where you go to worship God. You know, we know church today is where people go to do sing. But God is showing us that the house is where he does what now? He inhabits. Praise the name of the Lord. I must begin to see myself as the dwelling place of God. So David said, I want to build God a house. God said, you can't build me a house. Praise the name of the Lord. Not only that, God now went beyond that. Said, I will build you. Hallelujah. Look at what he said. He said, and I will appoint a place for my people Israel. Brethren, there is a place in the spirit where you have been appointed to. Praise the name of the Lord. There is a dimension of life you and I have been appointed to. I will appoint a place. There is an appointment. I want you to know today, you have an appointment to meet with God upon Mount what now? Zion. God is waiting there. In the tabernacle, it says, between the wings of the cherubims, I will do what? I will meet with you.
Hallelujah.
Are you living your life as if you have an appointment? Really, in natural, when you have an appointment, what do? Do you understand the point? You look at the time. Appointments have time, don't they? Good. God also has a time. There is a time when he will visit. Praise the name of the Lord. And any man who wants to walk with that appointment must know the times and what now? The seasons. For instance, when Solomon finished building the house, the temple, he finished it in the 8th month. Praise the name of the Lord. He finished it in the 8th month. At the time he finished, the Feast of Tabernacle had passed. So he had to wait. He did not dedicate the tabernacle until the 7th month of the next, what now, year. Because the tabernacle must be dedicated at the Feast of what now? Tabernacles. That's when the glory will do what? Come into the house. And by calculation, that next year was also a year of Jubilee. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So there is a timing in God when God plans to visit. So we have an appointment. God says, I will appoint a place for my people. There are many places where the church can dwell. You know, today we have Pentecostals. Praise the name of the Lord. And you know, people have tested God to different dimensions. But the Bible says that God has something much more for us. Praise the name of the Lord. It says here, I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and I will do what? I will plant them. What does it mean to plant? To plant means to establish, to settle something in such a place that it can no longer be what now? Moved. You know, today, after we become born again, God says he has raised us up, he has made us to sit with Christ where? In heavenly places. Fine. But we find out that we keep going what now? Up and what now? Down. The man who is set in heavenly places falls down. He said, how are that world now fallen? Oh, how are you what fallen? You were set in on high. But you did what now? You fell. You began to develop an appetite for, you understand, the things of this life. Your mind fell. You became entranced and enchanted with the cares of what now? Of this life.
Your soul became bound with the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and what now? The pride of life. So you refuse to dwell in the heavens. So the world will look at you and say, Chey, so you have become like one of us. Have you read that in your Bible? So, oh, you have become like one of us. You that was set in high places, you have now become like one of us. Today the church has become like one of us. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. But God says, I will plant them. In other words, I will be in the Spirit all the time. The Spirit place will become my regular dwelling place. We're going to find out how we'll get there. But I want to tell you, God says, I will plant you in the heavens. Praise the name of the Lord. I will establish you there, and you will no longer move to and fro. I will settle you. Is that your vision? Are you thinking of a heaven? When I die, I will go to, do you understand, a heaven somewhere? Or are you beginning to see that God has a plan to lift your inward man from this earthy sensual? Do you know, when you dwell in the earth, he said that there's a wisdom that comes from the earth. That wisdom is what now? Sensual. Devilish. You know, what does it mean? It means that it is ruled by what now? The appetites. Praise the name of the Lord. You see, like if you're a young lady now, most in Nigeria, I don't know about here, they see young men as ATM machines. You know what an ATM machine is? You put your card and then cham, money comes out. So the mind of the young girls there is that every man they see is what now? An ATM machine. How much money can come out of this place? You know, and that's the truth of the matter. It's a devilish what now? Mentality. Then the young men too, when they see the girls, they are seeing sausage and, you understand, cucumber. You understand, something to eat. So it's a mentality that is fallen. When you say you are fallen, it's just your mind is bound to what now? To the earth. So all your decisions are coming from where? From the earth. God says, no, I want to plant you where? In this mountain. That's your appointment. When you wake up in the morning, you tell yourself, today I have an appointment where? In the heavens. Praise the name of the Lord. Every thought, every desire, where? In the heavens. Now it says that, it says, I will plant them that they may dwell in a place of their what now? Their own, and be moved no more. You know what it means to be moved? To and fro. Tossed to and fro. And then moved out of their inheritance. There are things that God has reserved for us where? In Christ Jesus. The enemy has deprived us of them. Praise the name of the Lord. Today we have them, tomorrow we don't have them. It is a place of, you know, we're not settled. But God says, I will do what? I will settle you. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. This is our inheritance. He said, now look at another one. He says, and wicked men. And King James says, and neither shall the children of wickedness afflict them anymore as before time. There is a place of safety in God. Believe me, you see, you start at a point when the devil can touch you, soul and spirit. But you can move to a place where the devil cannot touch your soul, he can touch your body. Then you can move from beyond there to a place where even your body is outside his reach.
Hallelujah.
Do you understand me, brethren? And this is where God wants to do what now? To bring us into. That is a place. Now, in the heavens, this mountain is also a city. Praise the name of the Lord. It is a city that is set upon what now? A mountain. It's a life. You know, we learned that there are two cities. One city is Babylon. Isn't that correct? It is the habitation of what?
Devils.
Then the other city is what now? Zion. Who dwells in Zion? Spirits of just men. Being made what now? Perfect. What else dwells there? The blood of sprinkling. That speaks better what now? Things. Hallelujah. What else is there? Jesus, the mediator of what now? A new covenant. Who else is there? God, the Father of all. What else is there? Innumerable company of what now? Angels. Now, this is where your inner man is supposed to do what now? To be moving on to. In other words, I'm dwelling in Zion, my life begins to manifest what now? Zion.
Amen.
Are we together, brethren? Now, you see, that's why I'm saying, when people think of a heaven that in the sweet by and by, you know, they cannot live the present life. Praise the name of the Lord. You begin to know that God wants you. The plan was for Adam to, his physical body, dwell in a physical garden. His inward man dwell in a spiritual garden. You notice that garden was watered. Praise the name of the Lord. Into what? For one river that flowed into four rivers. Is that correct? Praise the name of the Lord. One part of that river watered his mind. So I have a mind that is being watered by what now? The life of God. What kind of thoughts would I be thinking? He says, set your affections on what now? Things above. My emotions being watered, energized, praise the name of the Lord, by the heavens. My will, my desire. That garden will produce all manner of pleasant what? Fruits. Praise the name of the Lord. That was the plan of God. This is a life. It is not a tomorrow life, brethren. It is what now? A now life. It is the calling of God for us. So when I read Mount Zion, I'm not looking at, you know, sometimes people read these things, they can't really bring it down into, you understand, a daily practical thing. But we sing, in churches they sing Mount Zion. We are marching to Zion. Beautiful. In their minds, they are thinking of the city. You understand? And in their mind, they are thinking that when we get to heaven, you know, we'll be walking by the sea, the crystal sea. Meanwhile, this sea is a river that is flowing where? Within you. Praise the name of the Lord. It's a life to be lived when?
The kingdom of God.
Yes. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. This river is out of your belly. It will do what? It will flow out. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So God wants to take you and bring you into the place He has what? Appointed. John chapter 14. Jesus said, in my Father's house, there are many what? Dwelling places. The word there is mone. It means places of abode. There are different realms. There are different dimensions of dwelling. If the day you got born again, you had a trumpet. Did you? Yes, you had. The first trumpet you ever hear in your life is the trumpet that says you must be what? Born. What? Again. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That's the first trumpet you will hear. If you don't hear that trumpet, you don't have any business with God. But that's not the end of the picture, is it? No. The other trumpet too. You must baptize in water. You must baptize in the Holy Spirit. You must sanctify yourself. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Do you understand the point? And you must consecrate yourself. Separate yourself. There are trumpets, and each trumpet takes you one step into God. One step into God. But we are waiting for the final what now? Trump. Which is the trumpet of what? Change, transformation. Praise the name of the Lord. So somebody cannot be talking about a last trumpet when he has not heard what? A first trumpet. It does not make spiritual sense. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So there is a trump that brings us to this mountain. There is a call. As I'm listening to you, God is blowing a trumpet. Praise the name of the Lord. Now that we know that we have an appointment, how do I get to this mountain? How do I come up to this place? I want to read something in Ezekiel. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to read something in Ezekiel. Let's see what one or two scriptures there. If I can find you. Hallelujah.
Let me look at Ezekiel chapter 2. Okay, Ezekiel 2, let's start there. Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 1, it says, "And he said to me, Son of man, stand upon your feet, and I will speak to you. And the Spirit entered into me when he spoke to me, and set me upon my feet." Praise the name of the Lord. Something happened to Ezekiel. Somebody spoke to him. He had a voice. When he had that voice, what happened? A spirit did what? Entered into him. And did what? Lifted him up. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, when you hear the word of God, it's important that you understand what is happening to you. The spirit is what? Entering you. Praise the name of the Lord. They are spirit. And they are what now? Life. Because the way you say test every spirit, it actually means test every word now. Every word. Are we together? Every preaching. Not just every preaching. It tests, you know, not just even actions. Do you understand? Spirits manifest either in words or what now? In action. Praise the name of the Lord. Somebody can come to you and be behaving in a particular way. If a young man wants to seduce a young girl, he begins to act. Do you understand? He begins to act in a particular way. He's actually, what is he doing to you? He's releasing what? A spirit. Seduction is a spirit. Do you understand? He acts in certain ways, certain ways, certain ways. At the point in time, you get what now? The signal that he's what? Sending to you, or a he, or a she. Praise the name of the Lord. At the point, you know exactly the signal that is coming. And now it's up to you to respond to that word now, spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, when a ministry comes, right now everybody's carrying a Bible. Everybody's preaching. Everybody's wearing a collar. Everybody has a church. Everybody's a prophet. And the Bible says, do what? Test. Why are you testing? Because the words you hear will determine the level to which you will come in life. Praise the name of the Lord. There are different voices. Each voice will take you to a particular level in the, you understand, realm of the spirit. So you must hear a voice that has the capacity to take you all the way. Praise the name of the Lord. Now look at what happened to Ezekiel. Now go to chapter 3 of Ezekiel. I'm going to read some few scriptures. It said, "And he said to me, Son of man, eat what you find in this book. Eat this scroll, then go and speak to the house of Israel." Praise the name of the Lord. Let's go to verse 12. Just note something. In verse 12, it says, "Then the Spirit took me up, and I heard behind me a voice of a great rushing, saying, Blessed be the glory of the Lord from this place." Look at verse 14. "So the Spirit lifted me up and took me away." Praise the name of the Lord. Look at verse 24. "Then the Spirit entered into me and set me on my feet." Praise the name of the Lord. So you see, Ezekiel was having certain experiences. Praise the name of the Lord. He was being what now? Taken by the Spirit. Taken by the Spirit. Taken by the Spirit. Lifted by the Spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. When we hear the right words, there is a lifting up. Praise the name of the Lord. The word of God has the power to lift you from one degree of life to what now? To another. And this is why the enemy is intent on corrupting, undermining, diluting. Do you understand the point? Distorting the word. So that somebody is hearing what he considers to be scriptures, but he's still where? In the same place. 5 years he has not changed. 10 years he has not what now? Changed. But every day he's doing Bible study. He's listening to message. He has not changed. Do you know why? What he's hearing does not have the energy to do what now? To lift him up. I cannot lift myself as I am now. There is no way I can fly.
Do you understand? The highest I can jump up for 2 seconds. Then where am I? Down on the ground. I can flap my hands. I can't move. It is going to take something beyond me. A supernatural energy, supernatural power to do what? To take me up. Praise the name of the Lord. And that's why ministry is important. Praise the name of the Lord. That's why it's important. You know, you don't make rules for people. Say, oh, don't listen to this person. Oh, listen to this person. Don't listen to this man. Listen to that man. You don't make rules for people. But you see, when people have an understanding of where they are going to, that's what determines who you are what now listening to. Praise the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
Every ministry has an emphasis. Like we say, if a spirit comes from the heavens, that spirit has a mission. It also has an authority what now attached to it. These two things are, it has to. The spirit comes to you and says, ah, the Lord sent me. Do you understand the point? What's the message? Then with the message, there is also what now? An ability to do what? To carry out that message. When the messenger came to Mary and said, this is what God is saying. Mary said, let it be done unto me according to your word. The moment she said that, something what now happened to her. There was a conception. Now every messenger from the Lord is actually supposed to have what now? Life to give to you. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Look at John. John had a voice. Revelation chapter 4. Revelation chapter 4. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's read from verse 1. It says, after this I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And the first voice which I heard addressing me, like the calling of a war trumpet. This is amplified. Praise the name of the Lord. The calling of a war trumpet. And the voice said, come up here, and I will show you what must take place where in the future. Verse 2 says, and immediately I was in the spirit. Now, some translation will tell you, immediately I was caught up where? In the spirit. What part of John was moving? Was it his body? No. It was his inward man. You see, the soul must be lifted by what now? The spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. And John began to move. And you see, when the soul is married to the spirit, the barriers of time and space are broken. You can go into the past, and you can go into what now? The future. I don't know if you're with me, brethren. Praise the name of the Lord. God said, I want to show you the future. Come on. And the moment John was jerked, Ezekiel said, he took me by the what now? The locks of my hair. And he took me into the realms of the heavens. God wants to take us out of this confinement. Praise the name of the Lord, brethren. You know, when man fell, he fell into a world of his five, senses. We became sensual. You know, the only reality is what we can see, taste, hear, and smell. God wants to release us from that grave. Praise the name of the Lord. What we are saying, brethren, is the potential that you and I have if you make the move and become married. This marriage will release you. It will usher you. It will change everything about you. There's a young lady now who wants to marry to Prince Harry. Do you understand? Praise the name of the Lord. The day that woman becomes, you understand, married to Harry, everything about her life, what now, changes. Everything about her changes. Her status. That day, if you understand what it means to be a member of the royal family, her status changes. Completely. When I say changes, set one is that there are certain things she can no longer do again. No. Do you understand the point? There are certain things she can, there are certain places you can never find her again.
She can no longer act.
She can no longer act. No, that career, she has to make a choice. Yes, Meghan Merkel. She's yes. So she is carefully weighing that thing. She has to decide whether she likes the glamour of the acting world or whether she wants to become a member of the royal family. All of us must make that what now? Choice.
Believe me, but the moment she gets married to Harry, her status, she's no longer a normal human being anymore. That's the truth of the matter. She's no longer a commoner. She has changed status permanently. Yes, sir. She's now a royal. Her blood turns blue automatically. The day she signs that, I do. The blood changes from red. It is now what now? Blue. Straight. Now, brethren, I'm trying to tell us this. You see, this thing we are doing, God is trying to let us know that it's not religion. Praise the name of the Lord. It has the potential to lift us into dimensions and realms that we never, what now, dreamt about. Zion. John said, the thing took me 2,000 years into the future. John saw the things happening right now. Even the ones that we don't know tomorrow, he did what now? He saw them. It can take you to the... How did Moses write the six books of Moses? Do you understand the point? He was not there. But the Lord took him. God didn't just tell him what happened. Are we together? You see, when you are reporting a speech, it's a different thing. God took him. He was seeing the thing like, do you understand? A film happening. And he was writing it as if, do you understand? He was there. Praise the name of the Lord. But then let God take away veils and coverings. God wants to bring us to a point where you are no longer content with church, religion, and all the little stuff that people are trying to offer you. Praise the name of the Lord. God says, I have an appointment with you upon Mount Zion. Any day you wake up, say, God, I have an appointment with you. I want to come into this place where I am loosed from... we're attracted by the world. Let's face the fact. Do you understand? There are things about this environment that are still, you understand, appealing to us. Every day we are, today we put like this, next day we put like this. God says, I want to bring you to a place where you are settled in the spirit. Do you understand the point? And brethren, you are not moved anymore. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That is our appointment. And see, God says, I will take you. I will take you, brethren. Hallelujah. The things that witches do is small stuff. You know, I was talking about Henry Gruber. Now, this brother, I fear him. You know, there are some human beings you fear. And believe me, you should fear. You know, God brought Moses to a point, today I will make this way, will fear you. There's a way a man comes into the presence of God. You understand the point? You know he's not an ordinary person anymore. You were not created to be an ordinary person. Praise the name of the Lord. And when you begin to realize that, there are certain small things they offer you in this world. See, this is too small compared to what God, you understand, is offering me. What is driving you? I want to be released. I was telling you about the brother, you know, worry. You know, the Lord took him a fast, 3 years. But when he came out of the fast, the veils were brought down. So he could stay like this. And he's talking to somebody else. He was in South Africa. If I went to South Africa, President Zuma was chasing him all over the place. He left South Africa and went to Switzerland. Zuma entered plane and followed him to Switzerland, hoping that he would help him out of some of his, you understand, his problems, because he was desperate. You know, he was telling, when he calls you on the phone, he tell Abrachima, you are with Sister Biris, Borachijoke, you know, please just go up the stairs to the upper room. I want to talk with you. And you know, you. Eh? Now, the point is, you realize that these barriers really can be broken. Are you getting my point? These barriers really, we have been confined, brethren. We are used to the witches doing these things. You know, in Nigeria, the other day was a woman, a witch, who was on an assignment. I don't know whether she passed. You know, sometimes they pass over the roof of a Christian. And lightning just like that, she found herself. You know, that's the way it is. You know, somebody was firing prayers up to heaven, and she just, unfortunately for her, crossed through that this. And she just found on an electric pole, she was hanging there. She was hanging there. You know, and that's it. One, my wife's colleague, you know, two women, they were flying. And then, I don't know what happened to them. But they didn't land in the right place. They landed in one man's house. So the man woke up in the night. He was hearing noise for your cushion in the room. So he opened his door and saw two naked women right inside his compound. And the woman said, "Please." You know, funny enough, the man is not a Christian.
So I don't know what happened. So I said, shh. The man couldn't hold his face, so they shouted. You know, and the villagers ran and they came and they shamed the women, embarrassed them. How long was that? 1 week after that, or 2 weeks? The man was dead.
The man died.
Yeah, they wiped the man. He's not a Christian. If he was smart, he would have just kept his mouth shut. You understand? Those people. Yes, he could not. He just could not. He had no energy. He had nothing. Not. It was just empty. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, what I'm trying to say, brethren, is that when God begins to understand, our concept of Christianity must change. Believe me, when we say that God is put a place for us on Mount Zion, it's not any physical mountain, but it's a place where we enter into God, and all the limitations that came upon us as a result of the fall of Adam, you understand, they are what now? Taken out. You will see that what God is offering you, it cannot be compared to what the world is offering you. Why would you be tempted anymore? Why would you be tempted? Offer you money. What can money buy you? Fashion. What can fashion buy you? God is saying, I'm offering you heaven. I'm offering you heavenly, you understand, places. I'm offering you a life unrestricted by sin, sickness. Do you understand the point? By this three-dimensional life. I'm offering you to take you into dimensions of glory. In fact, you will journey from one realm to another, and you'll be so marveled at what you will see. You come back like Paul. You will not have mouth to do what now? To talk it. Praise the name. But are we together? When you follow righteousness, there is a reward. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? We're not doing this thing. We're not vague about what God wants to offer us. Henry Grover sat. He was in his room, lying on his bed, and God said, get on your knees and pray. And the moment his knees touched the ground, he was out. This time, you know, Paul said that he knew a man in Christ. You know, he was whether in the body or out of the body. Now, you can have out of the body experiences. In this case, your inward man, your soul and your spirit, you understand, go on a journey. But you can have in the body experiences when your body, like when Jesus walked on the water.
Philip.
You understand? Yes.
Peter.
You understand? He walked on the water. What do you know what happened? It was the energy of the inward man.
That's right.
That was carrying the body. The body is just, you understand the point? Right now my body feels so heavy. Do you understand? But when this energy takes over the body, I can run like Elijah.
Mm.
I can fly. Do you understand the point? I can begin to fulfill the real purpose for which I was created. That's when the story. You know, today our gospel ends with sin. Before Adam sinned, you know, God had a plan. Do you understand? There are programs. Do you understand? These programs have not started yet. There were plans. There was something they were supposed to do together. Then sin came. And what we have been doing since is the process of recovering man back to the point. Do you understand? So that we can now start again that program. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, and let me tell you, no man can make the necessary consecration if he does not see what God is keeping in store for him. The world will be too attractive. And believe me, brethren, this world is very powerful. Praise the name of the Lord. The world, what is the world? Praise the name of the Lord. What is the world? You know, when you look to the scriptures, when you said world, you know, one scripture talks about ages. Praise the name of the Lord. He said the God of this world now, age. You know, we are an age, there's a God. This world, you see, these things, everything you see here, came out of something that was not seen. Praise the name of the Lord. It came out of concept. When men rebelled against God, that's when civilization appeared. You understand? The sons of Cain were the, you know, harbingers of civilization, technology, everything. So why? The result was that consequently, the things that are around us are actually designed by an enemy who is actually contrary to who now? To God. Praise the name of the Lord. So when you look around, you see things, they actually look fine. But it is designed to what now? Draw the hearts of men away from what now? From God. Praise the name of the Lord. This house is fine. Do you understand the point? But the Bible said, love not what now? The world, neither the things that are what now? In the world. In this present dispensation, we are supposed to use the world and not what now? Abuse it. You know what it means? What abuse is? Abuse is a wrong use of a thing. Money. No problem with money. Just paper. Do you understand the point? You see, we are taught about money. Money is paper. But the heart attaches a value to the money. So when you take one American dollar and put, and take one Ugandan shilling and put here, you know as well as I do that if you put on the road, people will go for what now? For the dollar. Why do they go for the dollar? Because in their heart, the dollar is more valuable. But both of them are what? Paper. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together, brethren? You should live in this world without your heart being attached to the world now, your environment. When you do that, whether you are now a millionaire, it becomes what now? Irrelevant. Praise the name of the Lord. It's all a matter of how much the heart is what? Attached. There is a prince. I read something in the scriptures. Look at Ephesians chapter 2. Praise the name of the Lord. Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. Are we there?
Yes.
It says, and you he made alive when you were dead, slain by your trespasses and sins, in which at one time you walked habitually. You were following the course and the fashion of this world. Amplified calls it course. You know what a course is? It's a program. I'm doing this course in the university. You understand? It's a design what now? Program. You're supposed to follow it and come to its conclusion. You are following the course and what? The fashion. This word also has what? A fashion. Praise the name of the Lord. It's real. It's there. So we have to learn how to dress in this world without following what now? The fashions of this world. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? There are certain basic principles about dress. And let me tell you the truth. We have not yet touched it. We have not yet touched it. You know, we were checking up a few things in the scriptures. You know, dress is supposed to be, you understand, a flowing robe. The power of fashion is still on all of us to one extent or the other. Praise the name of the Lord. God will bring us to a point when the primary thing will be to glorify God and not to glorify what now? Ourselves. And we have to come to that point. Praise the name of the Lord. And I pray that God helps us. Now it says here, and you see, we are under the sway of the tendency of this present age. Let's look at the word. The sway. Sway here means manipulation, influence, control of the tendency. This age has a tendency and is coming out every day. It's every day as the hand of God is being removed from this age. You know, as I'm talking to you, if not for the restraining hand of God, this whole world would have erupted. And God has held it because the church has not come into the place of what now? Of safety. There is a place where we're supposed to come to, and the evil one cannot what now? Touch us. Yes. God wants to bring us. This is the essence of this message. God says, I want to bring you, I want to plant you in this mountain where the sons of wickedness cannot what now? Afflict you.
Amen.
And God cannot do it. This world will not erupt. Because the church, he said, hot not the earth until we have what now? Sealed your servants. So God wants to bring us into this place. And brethren, God is not saying you need to hurry. Praise the name of the Lord. You need to hurry. There is a place. No, make no mistake about it. Revelation 12 said the man child was caught up, you understand, to a place in the heavens. The dragon could no longer what? Touch them. So dragon now has to go down to deal with people who are still within his what now? His reach and scope. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And it's not a question of whether you're born again or not born again. It's simply a question of whether you're beyond the reach of the dragon. So Peter said that we are inheritance is a place beyond the reach of change and what now. When you enter into this realm, change and decay are no longer part of what now, our experience. Hello, brother, are you with me? Praise. This is why when we gather, it's not so that we can fulfill certain religious obligations and those things. It is so that we can interact with a spirit that by the time we are done, I have moved up what now somehow. Praise the name of the Lord. That's why it's important that we must move by the Spirit. When we gather together, even in our homes, you understand, this must be the flow of the Spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He says, under the sway and the tendency. This world tends to in a particular direction. And anybody who is going the opposite, they look at you, what's wrong with you? Praise the name of the Lord. Are you okay? Are you normal? Yes, we are. Praise the name of the Lord. He said, following the prince of the power of the air. This air, one translator calls it atmosphere of thoughts. You know, current trends, current thoughts, current ideas, current fads, current, you know, things are bred in a particular spiritual realm called what now? The air. There is a spirit that is there. You understand, producing philosophy. Suddenly you find everybody is now, what is the new trend now? The thing begins to move. Everybody is running after it. The truth is that whenever anything suddenly becomes fashionable, you step back a little bit. Because that's what now? There's a spirit behind it. There's a power behind it. Praise the name of the Lord. And the Bible calls it the prince, the ruler of the atmosphere of thoughts. It says, you were obedient to and under the control of the demon spirit that still constantly works in the sons of disobedience, the careless, the rebellious, and the unbelieving who go against the purposes of God. Among these, we as well as you once lived and conducted ourselves in the passions of our sensual nature, obeying the impulses of the flesh and the thoughts of the mind, our cravings dictated by our senses and our dark imaginations. We were then by nature children of God's wrath and heirs of his indignation like the rest of mankind. So just like we are heirs, the rest of mankind also, they have an inheritance. Wrath. Praise the name of the Lord. It's also an appointment.
Yes.
Are we together? He said we are not appointed unto what now? Wrath. So you see, there are two appointments.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord. And I am determined to keep my appointment with you now, with the Father. I have an appointment on Zion. You know, Obadiah said something. He said, upon Mount Zion, that the people will possess what now? Their possessions. Now, what does that mean? What does that mean? You see, when you are born again, something is deposited into you. Okay? It's a potential. Let me read something. Let's go to 1 Chronicles chapter 28. Let me just push something there. 1 Chronicles 28. 1 Chronicles 28. Praise God. Hallelujah. 1 Chronicles chapter 28. He says, and David assembled all the princes of Israel, the princes of the tribes, and the captains of the companies that ministered to the king by course, and the captains over the thousands, and captains over the hundreds, and the stewards over all the substance and possession of the king, and of his sons, with the officers, with the mighty men, with all the valiant men, unto Jerusalem. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now I want to deal with the word substance and possession. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, when God called Abraham, he told him something. He says, look, as far as your eyes can see, that is what I will give you. Are we understanding that? But he now told him again, say, but wherever the sole of your feet shall tread,
That is what I have, what now, given you. Did you understand that? As far as your eyes can see, that is what I will give you. But wherever the sole of your feet tread, that is what I have given you. Now, when you get born again, because it's a concept that, you know, over Christianity, I see a lot of confusion among Christians because we do not have an idea of what this whole business is all about. Now, when you are born again, in substance, God has given you all things that pertain to what now? Life and godliness. You have it right inside you. It's a potential. Do you understand the point? It's a capacity. It's an ability. It's an enablement. It's there. But you see, for example, healing is the children's bread. Praise the name of the Lord. But you see, when you are sick, you have to learn how to possess. Get it? So there's a difference between substance and what now? Possession. Praise the name of the Lord. Substance means it's yours. Possession means you have what now? Seized it. For example, the Bible says, lay hold on what now? Eternal life. Now, I was checking the word possession here. It means to grasp, to take hold, to take possession, to be settled. I like the word to settled. Praise the name of the Lord. To be fastened, to seize, often with the idea of holding in possession. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, these men were stewards of both the substance. A man can be a steward of substance, but not a steward of what now? Possession. Now, as you go with God, you begin to learn how to possess these things. You make them your what now? Experience. Prosperity. Now, forget the fact that people have, you understand, bastardized that. It is God's plan to provide for your needs. Do you understand that? It's God's plan to meet all your needs in Christ Jesus. You know, but sometimes you find that a person can be limited and he can be going through certain financial challenges, you understand, because he's not able to do what now? To lay hold. He has not come to believe God that God, you said you will provide what now? My daily needs. I have to learn to trust God, not only that, to begin to experience it. So the experience is what now? The possession. Are we together? And so he says, upon Mount, what now? Zion. He says, in the year of Jubilee, you will return every man to what? To his possession. What belonged to you that the enemy took from you? You will do what now? You lay hold on it. You go back and say, look, who has been living in this house for the past 50 years? This is my what now? My father's house. This is my inheritance. Can you hear the trumpet? Get out! Praise the name of the Lord. And the man does not have any choice. He does what now? Packs. That house was sold by your grandfather. Do you understand? When he entered into poverty.
Jesus.
Praise the name of the Lord. And every day you pass the house, you look, this is my house. So, are you getting my point? So you're just counting. The year of Jubilee is next year. So when you eye the man said, okay, stay there 6 months. That's what I'm giving you, 6 months, and you'll be out of the house. You just wait. Did you hear that trumpet? Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You know, the same way it sounded the night that Israel left Egypt. They knew that. That night, they knew that. Pharaoh, your matter is what now? It's over. On Mount Zion. So, as we move up this mountain, brethren, the things that you have read about in the Bible, that God says are yours, you begin to do what now? Take hold of them. They become your daily experience. These things are not supposed to be talked about. They are supposed to become what now? Experiential. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. God will bring us through experiences. There are certain things you don't just confess them. You know that some people, you know, maturity does not come by confession. Are you getting my point? A child does not become an adult by saying, I'm an adult. You walk around, as some people say, you keep walking around and confessing. There is a place for confession. Praise the name of the Lord. But there's things, time must pass through. Experiences must, dealings must go through before you come into what now? Maturity. Praise the name of the Lord. So you see men that God dealt with, brought them through dealings. They learnt God through the what now? Experiences. Praise the name of the Lord.
These are cycles and seasons of the soul. Praise the name of the Lord. That's why time and seasons are part of God's program for us. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah, brethren. So God has a place for you. God has an appointment for you. You know, we're not supposed to be vague about where we're going to. And it is based on this understanding that we're to judge, like I said earlier, we're to judge ministries. When you open the TV and somebody's talking, you're asking yourself, this message, where is it going to take me to? That's how you test what now? Spirits. Yes. The ministry of Antichrist is a ministry that is not taking you to the place where Christ will be manifested. Where? In this body. What is it offering me? This message, where is it taking me to? You test the spirit. You test it in the relation to the doctrine of Christ. That's how you test Antichrist. Praise the name of the Lord. You test the Antichrist in relation to the doctrine of what? Christ. Christ is, there is a doctrine that's according to godliness. And that doctrine says that Christ, it says that the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. And that all flesh shall what now? See it together. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And so as we begin to, you know, tidy up, I want to just deal with one man. His name was John the Baptist. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, in a time when the Lord was about to appear, John came with a message. Praise the name of the Lord. He came with a message. And you know that John is a type, or Elijah really was a type of John, not the other way around. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, Elijah came to a point, he needed to go to the mountain of God. And the Lord says, eat. And he ate. And the Lord says, what? Eat again. Because the journey is what? Is long. And the Bible says Elijah ate again. And he went in the strength of that food until he came where? To the mountain of God. Praise the name of the Lord. So getting to this mountain is dependent on what now? The food that you eat. This is the key to this message. The food. What food are you eating? Praise the name of the Lord. What food are you eating? If you wake up in the morning, the first thing you grab is your phone to check all your Facebook messages, WhatsApp messages. It shows you where your appetite is. It's very powerful. What food are you what now eating? When John the Baptist came, his food was what? Locust and wild what now? Honey. It wasn't a regular food. But he knew it gave him the energy to be able to dwell where? In the wilderness. And John the Baptist was wearing camel's what now? Hair. He was not a man who had too much interest in the things that this world was offering. Praise the name of the Lord. John was a man who was focused on his mission. Praise the name of the Lord. And he had a message. His message was to the Israelites, don't keep claiming that you are sons of Abraham. It's time to bring forth what now? Fruits. And if you don't do it, others will do it. Praise the name of the Lord. So John was, there are four things that characterized John. One was his message. Two was his food. Three was his environment. He was well in the wilderness. Was not a man who was given to the king's palaces, no. And then the fourth was what now? His clothing. And these three, four things will also characterize your life. Assess your food, assess your message, assess your environment, and assess your clothing. Praise the name of the Lord. When I say clothing, I'm talking about your personality, the character and the nature of Christ. Of course, that is also affecting your physical clothing. Praise the name of the Lord. What you wear on your body is a form of worship. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, in conclusion, praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, everything about the outer man is a reflection of what now? The inner man. Don't let anybody tell you that it doesn't matter what you wear. It matters.
Your dress is a message. Praise the name of the Lord. Your clothing is what? A message. Out. Particularly for the women. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Particularly for the women. Both physically and spiritually. It's a message. If you look to the scriptures, you know, so much is talked about clothing. So much is talked about clothing. When the priest has to go into the temple, he has to wear the appropriate garments. Yes. Yes. You know, he has to wear the appropriate garments to function. Praise the name of the Lord. So, that tells you something. Paul said, in whatever you do, do it all to what now? To the glory of God, as unto the Lord. This is what should determine and guide our life, our approach to everything about life. It's not just the fact that I like it. Praise the name of the Lord. You see, a time comes in consecration when what you like and what you don't like. I don't think John liked camel's hair. If you ask me, are you getting my point? I don't think he liked it. But somehow, do you understand, in the calling of God for him, God put it there as a prophetic, you know, sign to Israel. Those who were dwelling, Jesus said, some were dwelling in kings' palaces. Caiaphas, Annas, and the rest of them. But John's life was a life sent completely to do what God had called him to do. My prayer is that let that consciousness impact on everything. I live today, we live today in a world where Christians, the question is it bad to do this? Is it bad to do that? What is wrong with doing this? When you are still living in that realm, it's, for me, it's just a very low realm. When a man comes into submitting to God, those questions, you know, that was just like the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Man was trying to say, let me decide what is good and evil. And once I come to that term, trouble. What you think good, I may not think good. But when a man yields to the Spirit impacts your lifestyle. Praise the name of the Lord. You come to the place where the Lord impacts upon you. And you find out that everything is done out of reverence unto who now? Unto God. He said, let your adornment not be the outer, what now? Adornment. Praise the name of the Lord. That's, I love that scripture. Let it be the hidden man of what? Of the heart. There is another man. Praise the name of the Lord. And you see, some of us are more conscious of the outer man. Paul said that if I am present in the body, you know what it means to be present in the body? I'm conscious in this outer realm. I'm conscious of what I'm wearing. What do they think about this? What do they, how do they see this? How do they, you are so conscious of what men's opinions are about you. You are present in the body. You are so conscious, you know, about so many things in natural. You, and in fact, you want to live a life to impress. You know, you are so, you are present in the body. When you are present in the body, you are actually what now? Absent from the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. If a man fears God, he doesn't fear man. Do you understand that? You can't fear the two at the same time. If a person wants to impress God, he has no interest in impressing what now? Anybody. Praise the name of the Lord. So I pray that God will bring us to this point. You have been called to Mount Zion. Praise the name of the Lord. You have an appointment with God in heavenly, what now? Places. That is your appointment. Every right thing should come under that consciousness. I have an appointment with God. God says, I will appoint a place for them. And I will plant them there. I will settle them. That tells me that I am coming to a place where I am in the spirit 24 hours, what now? A day. Not only that, where my life is settled there, it's no longer going up and what now? Coming down. He said, him that overcometh, I will make a pillar, a settled pillar in the house of my God. Praise the name of the Lord. Hannah said, look, this son you give me, I will bring him into the house. He will abide. You know what it means? Abide there, stay there. The call is to abide in the realm of the spirit all the days of what now? Your life. That is our destination. That is our inheritance. Praise the name of the Lord. God is our inheritance. Do you understand me, brethren? You see, the Lord says, I am their what? Inheritance. So, in the mount, we will see God. We will what now? Possess God. And be possessed by God. Praise the name of the Lord. That is what you were created for. That is what I was created for. All that the world offers, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, is a distraction.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord. And we must begin to see that way. Fashion is a distraction. Marriage is a distraction. Praise the name of the Lord. Business, all of these things, I must learn how to use it without what now? Abusing it. Don't allow any of them to become a priority. Once they become more important than God, you make the wrong decision. Praise the name of the Lord. Yeah, I have to come to a place of saying, I'd rather take this kingdom, even if it means I remain unmarried. You must make up your mind ahead of time. Hello? You must make up your mind. You must make up your mind and say, I'd rather die than compromise my faith. You must make up your mind. You see, it is when God sees such people, then He releases life to them. I don't know if you're following what I'm saying. Okay, see, let me read something. Hosea, if you read the Bible, take to Hosea, Hosea chapter 3, verse 3. You know, God married, Hosea married a harlot. Now, and she left him and went away. And God said, go and bring her back. When He brought her back, He set her on probation. He said, you will remain in this house. I will not touch you. Are you getting my point? You will remain there until I have proved your loyalty. And after that, then our marital relationship can what now? Resume again. So we are all on probation. I don't know if you understand the point. You see, to some extent, God says, you know, so our loyalty is being what now? Tested. That's why Peter said that this thing has been reserved. But for now, you are passing through, you understand, certain trials. So that the genuineness of what now? Your faith might be what now? Proved.
Amen.
This is why we're going through tribulation. God is testing you to know what's more important to Robina. Do you understand the point? Is it this or this? All is going to, at the end of the day, qualify you to be brought back again. Do you understand? Into your marital relationship with Him. You are under a test. Make up your mind. As she is in that house, men will still be what now? Coming. Do you understand the point? She has to say what? No. He said that the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared unto us now, teaching us to say what? No. Hallelujah. He said, if I remain faithful, my husband will do what now? Return to me again. He will come and take me and restore the union. I know I have been unfaithful to Him. Praise the name of the Lord. And I'm passing through a test. So the more they come, she has to say what now? No. Some people say, ah, remember now, we used to be, do you understand? You know, have you forgotten? Said that she has to say what? No. May the grace of God teach us to say no to ungodliness. In the hope that we'll be, our husband will do what now? Take us back again. Praise the name of the Lord. I pray that God will speak to our hearts. When a man's vision is very clear, temptation becomes easier to deal with. You understand? When the vision is blurred, things, small, small things become so big. The enemy magnifies small, small things, and they become so vital, so important. You see Christians throwing away their inheritance for something that was, you know, I wonder how Esau felt when he realized what he threw away. Praise the name of the Lord. May the Lord be a blessing to us.
Amen.
Amen.